Reading for September 21st, entitled, The God of Science and Revelation. For Christ sent me not to baptize, but to preach the gospel, not with wisdom of words, lest the cross of Christ should be made of none effect. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 17. Those who read and listen to the sophistries that prevail in this age do not know God as He is. They contradict the Word of God and extol and worship nature in the place of the Creator. While we may discern the workings of God in the things He has created, these things are not God. The physical creation testifies of God and Jesus Christ as the great Creator of all things. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. John chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. The psalmist bears witness, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth His handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard." Psalm 19, verses 1 through 3. The uneducated heathen learns his lessons through nature and through his own necessities, and dissatisfied with darkness, he is reaching out for light, searching for God in the first great cause. There is recorded in Genesis various ways in which God speaks to the heathen. But the contrast between the revelation of God in Genesis and the ideas of the heathen is striking. Many of the pagan philosophers had a knowledge of God that was pure. But degeneracy, the worship of created things, began to obscure this knowledge. The handiwork of God in the natural world, the sun, the moon, the stars, were worshipped. Men today declare that Christ's teachings concerning God cannot be substantiated by the things of the natural world, that nature is not in harmony with the Old and New Testament scriptures. This supposed lack of harmony between nature and science does not exist. The Word of the God of heaven is not in harmony with human science, but it is in perfect accord with His own created science. This living God is worthy of our thought, our praise, our adoration as the Creator of the world, as the Creator of man. We are to praise God, for we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Our substance was not hid from Him when we were made in secret. His eyes saw our substance, yet being imperfect, and in His book all our members were written when as yet there was none of them. He breathed into our nostrils the breath of life. The inspiration of God has given us understanding. Taken from Manuscript 117, dated September 21, 1898, entitled, A Personal God.